Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 15th chapter. Then Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat." He answered them, "And why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For God commanded, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, 'If anyone tells his father or his mother, what you would have gained from me is given to God, he need not honor his father.' So for the sake of your tradition, you have made void the word of God. You hypocrites! Well did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.' And he called the people to him and said to them, 'Hear and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth. This defiles a person.' Then the disciples came and said to him, 'Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?' He answered, 'Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up. Let them alone. They are blind guides. And if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit.' But Peter said to him, 'Explain the parable to us.' And he said, 'Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is expelled? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile anyone. This is the word of the Lord." For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Robert Paul from Memorial Lutheran Church and School in Houston, Texas.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The distinction between doctrine and tradition is an important one. Our Lord Jesus makes it very clear that the commandments of God do matter. Contrary to the notion of some, teachings do matter. Doctrine does matter. The problem occurs when mankind elevates its traditions beyond the commandments of God, the doctrine of God. Then hypocrisy exists. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. This is the problem of the scribes and the Pharisees. They accuse Jesus and the disciples of breaking with tradition, but they have made tradition more important than the commandments of God. In this particular case, the disciples were not washing at meals as the elders prescribed. The washing of the hands and body, for that matter, was law with regards to the temple, but the washing of hands before eating was not a commandment of Moses. It was a tradition, so strictly upheld that to neglect it was like being guilty of gross carnal defilement, hence the concern of the scribes and Pharisees. Bread eaten with unwashed hands was like eating filth for food. Traditions had taken the place of God's commandments, and Jesus exposes this practice for what it is. "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up. The doctrine of God is good and wise. What God teaches in the scriptures and in his commandments, these are plants that flower and bear fruit in the life of the Christian. Other plants not planted by God are uprooted. Traditions which contradict the commandments of God are not traditions Christians can practice. Jesus pinpoints the practice of setting aside money as korban, that is, a gift to the temple, instead of using it to take care of one's parents. A tradition had supplanted the fourth commandment. We are to care for the doctrine of God, all 10 commandments. We are to love God's teaching and his word. We are to love his commandments. Traditions, in addition to God's word, can be helpful and even edifying, but they aren't doctrine. This teaching of Jesus is a warning to us. We are not to elevate the traditions of men beyond God's teachings, beyond his commandments. It's an easy thing for us to do, even though we should avoid it. We often will look for traditions and make them into laws. We've always done it this way. I've never seen that before. It must be wrong. It isn't what we've always done. When it doesn't suit us, we may hear or use a term adiaphora, things that are neither commanded nor forbidden. But more than that sense, there is a streak of legalism in us all, making traditions into commandments, into law, and making light of the commandments that God has given us. Repent. God has given us his law to curb our sins, to show us our sins, and to guide repentant Christians in the path of righteousness. Traditions should uphold the commandments. They should uphold the gospel. They should teach Christ and him crucified, but that they should never supplant the gospel or the commandments or Christ Jesus. They should not lead the heart away from God. Our worship should not be in vain. Rather, the word of God should create within us new hearts, new minds, and a worship which receives what God gives freely. Our traditions should flow from the teachings of God, both law and gospel, and not become laws unto themselves. Doctrine and tradition are terms worthy of study and care. We should be able to distinguish between the two. Doctrine comes to us through the word of God. God gives us doctrine. Traditions come from man, and many are drawn from the doctrine of God, but others are not. Dear Christians, mark well the doctrine of God, his commandments, and his promises. For with both law and gospel, he cares for your body and your soul, so that you may, by the grace of God, enter into the heavenly kingdom, pure and undefiled, redeemed by the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We thank Pastor Robert Paul from Memorial Lutheran Church and School in Houston, Texas, for today's meditation on God's Word.